The archaeological team excavating the Imacnac Bridge site won't be finishing their work this fall. Archaeologist Michael Yarborough, who's been leading the project since early August, is leaving on Alaska next week for the winter. He says the site is much larger than originally anticipated, and that he'll have to come back in the spring to finish the work.
Estimating the site size is difficult. I think I would conservatively estimate that there's maybe almost as much remaining as what we've excavated to date. We need to do some additional mapping and some computations, but I would figure that we've got at least 6 weeks to 2 months of work to go.
Yarborough says that his team has found about a dozen houses at the site over the past 2 months. The site is believed to be a village dating from 2,500 to 3,500 years ago, and several archaeologists have worked on the site over the past 6 years. A review of the project by the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation delayed this year's work on the site until August, and starting in early September, worsening weather made the archaeologists' work difficult. Yarborough says that he hopes to start earlier in the summer next year. Yarborough wouldn't comment on how many human remains his team has uncovered at the site, but he says that he's been briefing both the Cowalungan tribe and the Unalashka Corporation weekly on what he's finding.